So I'm here with Michael Lundgren. He's a varsity cross-country runner for SI, and he's also SI student body president. Now, over the years, there's always been talk about having a women's trophy that is similar to the Bruce Mahoney trophy, celebrating the rivalry between SI and Sacred Heart Cathedral. And we're going to talk about what's been going on with that subject, because both student councils of both schools have been actively involved in discussing establishing a women's trophy. So, Michael, let's talk about why this came into being. There's always a conversation about the girls getting a trophy or being part of the Bruce Mahoney rivalry. What's happening this year, and why is there, it seems to be picking up a lot of heat?
Well, over the past couple years, many students have expressed a desire to start a women's trophy. And from our perspective, the male athletes who participate in the three sports have this amazing opportunity to play in a huge game that's a big San Francisco tradition and is also a big event for community building within SI and SHC. And so our whole thing is we would like to provide our female athletes with a similar opportunity so that they can feel like they're a part of the tradition at both schools and that they have their chance to be recognized on equal footing as their male counterparts for doing just as much work.
Now, recently you did a student survey with the entire student body chiming in on, should we have another trophy? Should we start a new trophy? Should we have a trophy that's one combined trophy? So tell me, what happened in that survey and what were the outcomes?
Yeah, so we had 80% of the student body participate in the survey, which is much better than SI averages 40 to 60% when they normally send out a survey. We got 80%. Overall, 88% of students at SI support a women's trophy. 91% of female athletes support a women's trophy. And when we looked through some of the comments, what we found was that most people would prefer to start something new and different, because we want to preserve the integrity of the Bruce Mahoney, because it's such a great tradition. But we think students think it's important to start something new for the girls.
And you've been meeting with Sacred Heart Cathedral Student Council, the SI Student Council, about a women's trophy. And what have you guys been talking about? What have you brought up in those meetings, and what do they think?
Yeah, so we had our first meeting back in October, and at the end of that meeting was when we decided that we needed some more information. So we undertook our survey, SHC undertook their survey, we surveyed students, we surveyed coaches, and overall we found an overwhelming amount of support for a women's trophy. Obviously, there have been concerns expressed about making sure that we're not changing the Bruce and the tradition of Bruce and Mahoney having served in World War II together. So we've had to work around those. But we recently had a meeting, and SHC and SI, both parties have agreed that we should start a women's trophy next year. We have not worked out the exact details of what that trophy will look like yet. That'll be decided later on in the year. But we've both come to the agreement that this is something that we should do, and that it's time for our communities to take this step.
Have you talked about a format? Will it be a best of three, and what three sports? Or will it be best of five? Or have you decided who the trophy will be named after, a student or an alum from either school, or just a name that represents San Francisco?
Well, we've certainly considered many options. One of the things that we've talked about is beginning with a one-sport trophy and then building off of that in future years. A coach suggested having a trophy that rotates amongst different sports to try to incorporate all of this, as many sports as we can, to this tradition. But one of the things that we've decided on is that the trophy is an important part, but what's even more important is that we incorporate something that celebrates women. So there will be a community service aspect that's going to be integrated into the trophy, as well as educational opportunities along with, you know, Spirit Week rallies. But right now we're looking, one of the ideas we've had is doing volleyball, basketball, and softball, sort of similar to the Bruce Mahoney. We've also discussed doing a one-sport trophy and rotating it between different sports. But those are the decisions about what it will look like will be made between now and our third meeting at SHC in January.
Any names for it?
So name-wise, we've discussed giving it a generic name like the Golden Gate Games, something that ties it to San Francisco. Many people have suggested naming it after two people who played an important part in making both schools co-ed, or two notable female graduates. There's also been suggestions about notable female athletes. Shannon Roebury is an Olympic athlete who went to SHC. So there's lots of different options.
Where would you like to see this in like 5 or 10 years from now?
Well, in 5 or 10 years, I would like to see this as something that's a focal point of each school's school year and each school's community, and something where it's an opportunity for our two schools as Catholic institutions to come together and celebrate who we are and what we stand for. Especially in the climate that we see today, it's important that SI and SHC say that we support our female athletes, and we think it's important that we give them greater recognition. And I hope that this trophy not only enriches the athletic traditions at both schools, but helps to enrich the overall school community and include people who may not even participate in sports, and that it becomes something where we have a new tradition for the schools to celebrate.